This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. As we just heard from our commentator, Kristen Wong, your family's financial situation can dramatically shape your identity. It certainly can make you feel as if you shouldn't just take a risk and chase a dream. But that's exactly what the new crowdfunding websites offer. Places like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and CrowdRise, to name just a few. People are giving away millions of dollars on these online fundraising sites to support projects ranging from operas and films to the world's first banana piano. It got us wondering why people give away their hard-earned cash and why they support the projects they do. Here to talk about that is Elizabeth Gerber, a professor at Northwestern University. And Liz, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Barbara.
So when I was preparing for this interview, I looked back over my own history in crowdsourced funding, and it quickly fell into these three categories. And the first is no surprise. I give to people I know. How much of crowdfunding is money changing hands among friends?
A lot of it is, Barbara. In fact, one of our informants told us, I think I've given as much as I've received.
She hit par. Well, I think that's interesting because these funding sites have legitimized giving money to your friends in a way that most financial advisors never would. You know, don't mix money with friendship or family, right?
Correct. And that's what's interesting about it. I think if we think about it as purely a financial transaction, it doesn't always make sense. People will often earn less than minimum wage, for example, if they actually monetize the time they spend on a project. But if you think about it as more than just exchanging money, it's actually about connecting with your social network and exploring new ideas in the public sphere.
Well, the second category fits into that. And at least in my contributions, this is the most embarrassing. I give to projects which I think are cool. For instance, I gave to the Low Line Project, which is a kind of a mirror image of the elevated park, the High Line in New York City. And the Low Line is a proposed underground park. But here's the embarrassing part. I think I give, at least in part, because I secretly hope that in funding something cool, some of the coolness will rub off on me.
Oh, no doubt, Barbara. No doubt. Thank you for being honest. We give a large part because of our identity and what we either vicariously want to experience or what we already value currently. And so if you had this fantasy of becoming a movie producer but you haven't quite made it there, you're going to give potentially to that that initiative because you can feel like you're a part of it without actually having effectively done the work of it, if you will. What's interesting about crowdfunding is that when you give money, you're not just giving money and the exchange is over. The relationship lasts. So the creator, the content creator, will keep you engaged in a way that you wouldn't otherwise if you just, say, bought a ticket to a movie, went to see the movie, and went home. The producer is not going to follow it up with you afterwards and say, what'd you think? What could I do next, etc.
The most funded project on Kickstarter so far is basically, it's a watch that's a smartphone or it talks to your smartphone. And it's featured this week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. This is just something people want bad. Why do you think this took off so spectacularly?
Because it was a consumer experience. Some people refer to crowdfunding as buying or getting, right? Which is very much consumer language. I want to buy this. I want to get that gadget. What's interesting to me about crowdfunding and consumer experience is that it's actually validating projects before they even hit the stores. So we see many cases in which projects have actually gone through a crowdfunding campaign, done very well, demonstrated success to a publicly traded company, and then the publicly traded company picks up the product and sells it in their stores.
So it's changing the process.
It's changing the product development process.
Well, that makes me wonder what the future is of these platforms, and will crowdfunding fatigue sit in?
Crowdfunding in some circles is reaching an oversaturation point. We hear people saying, I'm sick of my friends asking me for donations. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm opting out. I want something new. I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a differentiation by domain, just as there is in charitable giving. Charitable giving, you give to certain causes at certain amounts, and my sense is that that's what's going to happen with crowdfunding.
Well, if this trend does run its course, there's always the original crowdsource project, public radio. I had to throw that in there. Elizabeth Gerber is a professor at Northwestern University. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Barbara.
We have some crowdfunding tips for you. They're on our website, marketplace.org.